I know Swifty Kim is waiting with bated breath. 99.7 DJX. A little update on Travis and Taylor.
We're all waiting.
The wedding that's coming. I mean,
yes,
it is
details.
Just, it's going to be
details.
The American version of Camelot when it finally happens.
It's so like the royal wedding.
We kind of have a little bit of an update thanks to country singer Maren Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of unlikely.
Yeah, that she's Maren, not getting invited.
That Maren has an update, but this is what she said.
I got this like spam text a couple weeks ago, and it was like, you're invited to Taylor and Travis's wedding. And I was like, I'm blocking this because like there's no way they would send an invitation through like a text. Like,
yeah.
Correct. She's not sending out an e-bite.
Yeah, so we say this to say, okay, The texts have started.
Right.
All right. So if you happen to receive a text message.
Do not click.
That says, congratulations, you're invited to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
Click here to
click
see it.
Click the link to see the registry.
Don't click it.
The link to see the registry.
No.
And like, oh my, well, I should probably see what they're registered
for. Do you think they need a new toaster?
I wonder. There it is.
There it is.
I'm going to box that sucker up.
That's it.
That Michael Graves toaster circa early 2000s.
It's now going to live in Taylor and Travis's kitchen.
We're going to mail that.
Find its rightful place.
Love Ben and Kelly. I'm just going to send it to Taylor Swift USA and just...
It'll get there.
It'll get there. You know,
they're going to know.
USPS will know.
Absolutely.
UPS will get it there. They
have the secret address.
I'm just going to say Taylor Swift USA.
And they're like, oh, okay.
All right.
We know that.
I guess we're just going to deliver it there.
Okay.
Is this the Michael Graves toaster? The very one.
Yep, that's the one.
The very one.
The famous one.
Yeah, so you're not getting an invite to Taylor's wedding.
No.
Well, first of all, you're just not getting an invite to Taylor's wedding. Secondly, but you're not getting it on text.
No, she's going to send out personally handwritten invites. That's like, that's what Taylor does. Did you see what every time she'd send gifts, even to like fans?
Yeah.
Handwritten notes, boxes, gifts, all the things.
Yes.
She's going to do like this
she
whole
goes over
presentation.
Yes, of course. It's Taylor.
Yeah.
And then you think registry. You're like, oh, but I just wanted to know what she was registering for. That's why I wanted to click the link.
I
just wanted to see if she needed some new towels from Bed Bath
they
& Beyond.
They are not registering for towels from Bed Bath & Beyond or
maybe
China glasses.
Maybe they need a pie server.
No, they don't need a pie server. No, she's got probably
a
50.
A little pie server.
Nope, she's good. She bakes. She's going to have all the things. Like, listen,
maybe
they're going to ask for donations for charity or something, if that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get something for Taylor, it's going to be, hey, take money and send it to this charity.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
They don't need anything. And if they do a registry, I'm going to be mad. Everyone's going to be mad.
Swifty Kim texted in and said, I don't know whether to be more upset about the fact that there's a text scam invite or the fact that I haven't gotten one yet. Yeah. Listen. If you do, know that it's not real.
Yeah.
That's our point.
Yes.
It's not real.
Do not clicky-clicky. Otherwise, your bank account will probably be empty.
Could you imagine, though, Taylor walking into like Target and going, yeah, I'd like to register. Yes, Swift. And then going through and going, Michael Graves toaster. Oh, I think I went this.
They don't sell that anymore. I don't think they've. He's out
I know.
Of line.
I know.
Upset.
I don't even know if Michael Graves is a line anymore.
I don't think it is. I don't. He's an architect. Maybe
I'm
he's
telling
still
you
designing
what?
Buildings. I don't know.
Sorry, ADD. Sort of side tangent here. Why haven't they used us as spokespersons for Michael Graves?
I will never know that.
Any sort of
it's
design for Michael
been
Graves?
Years. I'm looking it up. Michael. Grains.
But yeah, but could you imagine? Wait. Could you imagine Taylor and Travis going through and registering for things at a department store?
It says Michael Graves Design offers a range of accessible, functional kitchenware and cookware known for its whimsical, postmodern aesthetic and bold colors, available at places like Target and Alessi and HDS Trading. Really? Still? Seriously?
Like I said, I've got a toaster from Michael Graves collection.
Oh, they've got a teapot. Oh, it's a tea kettle. All right. $375?
But could you imagine them going through and Travis has got the little scan gun and he's like scanning things and Taylor's like, no, we don't need that.
100%.
And Travis is like, yeah, I wanna this rug.
No, he's like, we need to go register at Dick's Sporting Goods. That's where Travis
went. Yeah, let's go to Dick's.
Let's go to Dick's and register.
Taylor's like, Travis. I know why you want to register there, and it's not funny. Yeah, it is. So I can say I registered to Dick's. But we digress.
But the point is, don't click on any text wedding invitations from Taylor Swift. Don't do it. It's not real.
Yeah, exactly. Don't
it's
do that.
It's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Or you can do...
You're not getting an invite.
Or you can do what my wife and I did. We had grand thoughts of all the parties that we were going to throw once we got married.
Yes.
And so when we were going through and we were at the department store and we were registering for things, we were like, oh my, yes, this.
This is stuff you make other people buy you.
And
yes.
then we're like, yes, a set of 4 margarita glasses. Yeah. And we're like, deet. And then we're like, well... We can't just have 4.
No.
Deep, deep. 12. And then, but we can't stop at the margarita glasses.
We need martini glasses.
And we can't just do 4 martini glasses if we have 12. Let's go deep, deep, deep and get 4, 12 of those. And it's like, we lived in an apartment.
Did people buy them?
Yes, of course they bought them all. We had 24 glasses that we had no place to put.
We didn't have any cabinet space.
No, had no cabinet space. We're like sitting them in boxes.
And did you host any dinner parties in your apartment?
No, never once. Never once.
I'm crying.
Never once.
That's great.
But yes, it's all that. Oh, well, maybe we do need this.
Well, listen, like M has a very... a reasonable question. She's like, listen, can we dive into this a little bit more? I had high hopes for mine until a meltdown at Pottery Barn with my fiance, the wedding registry. Couldn't care less
registry.
About a duvet cover. Why would I want to do the dishes moment? To be fair, he's from Cleveland, where everyone just brings cash to the wedding, totally mob style. Seriously, though, my cousin's getting married this summer. I already got her a shower gift off the registry. What is the expectation for the wedding gift? Do you double dip off the registry? Are you considered covered because you went to the shower and got her a gift there? Or should you bring cash? Like, what do you do?
I think cash is always an option
for
sure. But
they
can
use it towards like the honeymoon. And
yeah,
I know a lot of couples actually do that, like help us fund our honeymoon.
Right.
And you can do that.
I don't think though you can think you're covered if you do the
shower
bridal
gift
registry.
Versus the wedding gift.
I was gonna say the shower gift is something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, the wedding registry has gotta be separate.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to go and do something else. So yeah, I mean either just money.
And hopefully there's options that are
you can do
a
money.
Wide range of money.
I mean,
so
they probably
have like less expensive things off the wedding registry to the bigger KitchenAid mixers.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Should we put it on there? I'm not a baker, but I think maybe I could start trying.
We didn't even register for one, but my dad's cousin got us one, which
was
great. And I think we've used it maybe twice.
Oh, gosh.
In our nearly 20-year marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
But it looks amazing.
To be fair.
I love it.
I love our KitchenAid mixer. We've used it multiple times.
Okay, good.
Like almost multiple times a month.
Okay, great. See, that's
great.
So
we're more than making up for you.
Okay, then. But it's more decoration for us.
Cindy from Simpsonville
texted
in. I
even got a pasta attachment to make her own pasta.
Have you ever?
No!
Oh, my gosh.
No!
Kelly.
No.
Kelly.
I just wanted to have it, though.
Just wanted, just in case. And I wanted the ice cream maker, too. The attachment. I wanted the attachment. That's funny.
This has gone so many different ways.
Can I buy that pasta attachment off you?
No.
Why not? You never use it.
I don't know where it is. We have moved since we got married. I hope it made the move with us. I can't be 100% sure.
5, 6, 7, 8.
You're
going to
give me $8?
$8.
I feel like it's more than that. I feel like it's more than that.
What do you mean you feel like it's
a little bit more than that?
You've never once even touched it.
Brand new.
You've never used it.
Brand new.
You're never going to miss it. This is $8 you never had.
We're going to have to do the side quest later.
Fine. Anyways, you're not getting a text message that says you're invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.
No, also, Em, you got to buy a wedding gift, too.
All right, thanks. Our TED Talk is done.